And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 20th of June, 2011. It's the birthday of the poet Paul Muldoon, born in Portadown, Northern Ireland, 1951. He said of his childhood, the place was County Armagh, about halfway across Northern Ireland, an apple-growing district where some of the people who had been planted there in the Elizabethan era had come from Warwickshire and brought with them their apple plants, but also much of the language which William Shakespeare was using and which was fossilized where I was brought up. It's the birthday of Charles Waddell Chestnut, born in Cleveland, 1858. His parents were Southerners of mixed race who had left Fayetteville, North Carolina, for Ohio. Chestnut looked white, but he always identified as black. Family moved back to North Carolina when he was a boy. He went to a Freedmen's Bureau school for children of freed slaves, became a teacher, then a principal. He was established there in Fayetteville, but he thought he didn't have much of a future as a black writer in the South. So he moved back to Ohio, passed the state bar exam, set up a stenography business, became a court stenographer, and started writing stories for the Atlantic Monthly. 1899, his first book came out called The Conjure Woman, stories about clever slaves outwitting their cruel masters. They were written in dialect, filled with supernatural events. The book did well, and so did his next book, The Wife of His Youth, and other stories of the color line, stories of middle-class, light-skinned characters of mixed race. Chestnut quit the stenography business, became a full-time writer, came up with three novels, which sold poorly. Readers considered them too angry, too radical. So he went back to stenography. And it's the birthday of Lillian Hellman, born New Orleans, 1905. She was 26 years old when she wrote her first play, The Children's Hour, story of two teachers, Karen and Martha, teach at an elite all-girls New England boarding school. A malicious student spreads a rumor that they are lesbian lovers, and their lives fall apart. Parents pull their students out of school. Martha commits suicide. It was a sensation when it was produced. It got rave reviews on Broadway, and it was the beginning of Lillian Hellman's celebrity. Here's a poem for today by John Barrowman, his Prayer for the Self. Who am I, worthless, that you spent such pains and take my pains again? I do not understand, but I believe. Jonquils respond with wit to the teasing breeze. Induct me down my secrets, stiffen this heart to stand their horrifying cries. Oh, cushion the first, the second shocks, will to a halt in midair there, demons who would be at me. May fade before sweet morning on sweet morning, I wake my dreams, my fan mail go astray, and do me little goods I have not thought of, ingenious and beneficial Father. Ease in their passing, my beloved friends, all others too I have cared for in a traveling life, anyone, anywhere indeed, lift up, sober, toward truth, a scared self-estimate. A Prayer for the Self by John Barrowman from Love and Fame, published by Farrar, Straus and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by Novo Nordisk, since 1923, combining drug discovery with technology to turn science into diabetes treatments at novonordisk-us.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Betsy Alistair. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.